There have been 32 murders in the city of Boston so far this year. Of the 32, 19 of the victims were under the age of 25. Typically, when a young person is killed, a lot of attention is paid to the family in the immediate aftermath. But now, public health officials in the city are looking at the long-term consequences for those families. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports.
They call themselves surviving victims of violence.
My name is Mary Adams, and I'm the mother of four children, two who were murdered.
One of Adams' children disappeared 20 years ago on the way to a dentist appointment. Her body was found 3 days later, decomposing in an empty building. A few years later, Adams' son was shot and killed outside her house.
We currently have a $25,000 reward, which is climbing. We know who murdered him, but for some reason, or lots of reasons, when you have a lot of money and a lot of power and connections, you just don't get justice. So this is very bitter.
Adams is one of many relatives of people killed in Boston who turned out yesterday to share their tales of suffering. Most of them were women. Some, like Adams, had been grieving for decades. Others lost their children as recently as Memorial Day. But this was the first time the city of Boston brought them together to hear their side of things. Many complained of insensitive police, insensitive nurses, and insensitive teachers. That, they said, led to additional stress. Some went so far as to say that they and their families have PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. LaDawn Hicks lost her son Tyrone in 2008.
My son was the beginning of my world, the piece that shaped my world, and now that he's gone, he was definitely the end of my world.
But Hicks says she and her family have had to suffer alone because of the way her son died. Police believed it was gang-related.
I don't have that glamorous story where he was a victim or an innocent bystander. He was indeed the cause of his own death, but he was still murdered. And that means a lot. And because he was murdered and because he was labeled as being the cause of his own death, there were many assumptions made about me, his mother. But I, too, am an employee of the city of Boston, a homeowner in the city of Boston. My husband is an employee of the city of Boston. So regardless to the life that he chose to live, compassion should have been shown to me and the tragic that I had to deal with on the city of Boston streets.
There's no manual for helping the family of a murder victim, but advocates say there should be. Tina Cherry runs the Lewis D. Brown Peace Institute, named for her son who was killed 17 years ago. The institute is paid by the city to provide bereavement services to families. But Cherry says that's not enough. There should be a holistic system for responding to a murder, and it should start with a trained trauma counselor meeting with the family at the same time or before the police get there.
You cannot have a detective notify a family that their child's have been murdered in the same breath subject a family to an interrogation.
In recent years, the city of Boston has been treating violence more and more like a public health problem. They've assigned caseworkers to help families at the hospital where most trauma cases go. And Public Health Commissioner Barbara Ferrer agrees that there's still a lot to do to improve the city and state's response. One common request is more money to help families pay funeral expenses. A young woman who only gave her name as Rosie said her brother was killed a few years ago.
When my brother passed away, all my savings for college and all that stuff and everything my parents were saving, like we had to pick up every single penny we had and pay for all those services.
Rosie says she and her family are still paying for the funeral. Debt is just one of many scars these surviving victims want us all to recognize. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.